Idaho Commission for Libraries. Connections. Talking Book Service News. Innovative Services and Community. Volume 2, Number 2, Spring, 2011. TBS Awareness Day and Library Snapshot Day. The Idaho Talking Book Service, TBS, had two opportunities to increase its visibility throughout the state this year: TBS Awareness Day and Library Snapshot Day. On March 3rd, TBS staff, friends and users celebrated the 80th anniversary of the creation of the National Library Service, NLS, the agency that provides TBS's audiobooks and players. 80 people attended the open house at the Idaho Commission for Libraries. Highlights included reading a proclamation from Governor Otter proclaiming March 3, 2011, Talking Book Awareness Day, and displays on the history of the Talking Book Service nationwide and in Idaho. Statewide events included press releases to all newspapers in the state, a special issue of the TBS newsletter, and TBS displays hosted by 36 public libraries throughout the state. In April, TBS participated in Library Snapshot Day. This event is sponsored annually by the American Library Association and focuses on the diverse activities that occur in libraries on one day in April. On April 19th, the following TBS-related activities occurred at the Commission. Items checked out, 1,716. Items checked in, 1,691. Phone calls, 50. Emails, 31. Walk-in users, 6. New users, 9. Volunteers, 25. Volunteer hours, 47. Promoting the Talking Book Service to eligible users remains a priority for the staff. You can help by sharing what you like about the service with friends, relatives, and neighbors. National Library Service Visit. The Idaho Talking Book Service welcomed National Library Service, NLS, regional consultant Vicki Collins for a three-day visit in April. NLS staff visits Talking Book Service agencies biennially to review their operations, discuss any issues they have, and identify successful activities to share with other Talking Book Services throughout the U.S. Vicki toured the library, talked with many staff, and noted the positive things happening at the Talking Book Service. She also attended the annual Volunteer Appreciation Luncheon and thanked the many volunteers who support TBS through a variety of activities. Vicki will submit a written report about her findings later in the year. Eligible institutions can now register with BARD, BARD. Institutions that are registered with the Idaho Talking Book Service may now register to download books from BARD, the National Library Service database of digital titles, for those unable to read standard print due to a physical disability. Institutions such as nursing homes, hospitals, schools for the blind, public and private schools, and college or university disability centres may borrow equipment and download reading materials for use by eligible patrons in either a group setting or for individual use. Over 20,000 titles are available from BARD. Once you have downloaded a book to your computer, you can transfer it to a flash memory jump drive, to a personal book cartridge available for purchase, or directly to a third-party player such as the Victor Reader Stream. For more information, call the Idaho Talking Book Service at 800-458-3271 or visit our website at http://libraries.idaho.gov/TBS. Email talkingbooks@libraries.idaho.gov. Recent donations to TBS. General donations. Lois Benno, Bobby Bopp, Joyce Dodge, Bud Howard, Dick Messersmith, Dorothy Outs, Joy Rocco, Miriam Simpson, Wilma Billy Shoemaker, Bill and Betty Wenstrom, Caroline Wilkerson, Harriet Wilkerson. Memorial donations. In memory of John Anderson, Leo and Carol Campbell. In memory of Alan Bauscher, Landview Incorporated, Maxine Hansen, Sonny Smith, Carmen Cook, Mervyn and Audrey Randall and family, Susan and Heidi, Sherry and Jim, Helen and Alan Timothy. In memory of Gladine Blanton, Sam and Marion Barton. In memory of Wilda Edgerton, Bryce and Barbara Keck. In memory of Mary Margaret Robinson, Sam and Marion Barton. In memory of L. Ward Rolfe, Sam and Marion Barton. In memory of Happy Schrader, David Schrader, Barry and Jane Fillmore. In memory of Matt Strible, Havenwood Caregiver Services of Idaho, Richard and Rosemary Stairs. In memory of Alvina Taney, Jean Taney. In memory of Eldon Taylor, Joanne and Ron Bissey. In memory of Betty Oosterhal, Richard and Anne Maggard. In memory of Suzanne Wakeman, Sam and Marion Barton. In memory of Clarence Woodard, David Woodard. Donations are used to enhance the Talking Book service and are fully tax deductible as allowable by law. Acknowledgements are sent to donors and honorees, so please include the name and address of all those to be notified. Please make checks payable to Idaho Commission for Libraries and mail to Idaho Talking Book Service, 325 West State Street, Boise, Idaho, 83702. Thank you for your generosity. What are you reading? Conversations with God is Diane Scott's favorite book. Diane, the new office services supervisor at ICFL, reads extensively throughout the cool and cold seasons in Idaho, but living on 10 acres with horses limits her summer reading time. Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh is the book Diane always picks up when she wants to calm anxiety, relax stress, and just feel good about her life in spite of challenges and the state of the world. Especially in crisis or chaos, this is the book that makes it all okay in the end. It's one that Diane keeps near and reads parts of over and over, always seeming to find the answer she needs in its pages. Conversations with God is available on digital cartridge, number DB44643. Diane enjoys reading novels, especially those with some humour or historical basis. Nelson DeMille is an author whose books she can count on to make her laugh out loud as she's reading. DeMille uses a dry wit, sometimes cynical, sometimes sarcastic, but always spot on and sharp. For a delightful, light-hearted read, her pick is Cold Flat Junction by Martha Grimes. Written in the voice of a young girl experiencing many adventures in her small town, this book is a favourite for its cleverness and humour in bringing to life a precocious youngster whom the reader suddenly wants to be like in her freshness and candour. Magazine Corner. Idaho Yesterdays is a peer-reviewed journal devoted to publishing current research on the history and culture of Idaho and its region. A wide array of articles, including folklore, political science, geography, anthropology, cultural studies, and literature, are featured. Idaho Yesterdays is produced quarterly and can also be read online at http://idahoyesterdays.org. Idaho Landscapes, History, Science and Art is the newest endeavor of the greatest historical minds in the state to produce a journal that is all about Idaho, as well as edited, produced and published here in Idaho. Idaho Landscapes is produced intermittently. McCall is a beautifully designed, award-winning magazine that explores the history, culture, and lifestyle that makes McCall the resort of choice in southwest Idaho. McCall is published quarterly. To order any of the magazines listed above, call 800-458-3271 or mark the titles on the enclosed order form. New Idaho Talking Books from our recording studio. Locally recorded books are available on digital cartridges. To order, select the VDB number of the titles you want and mail the enclosed pre-addressed order form. Call 800-458-3271 or order online at https://libraries.idaho.gov/tbs/current-books/spring-2011. Idaho and the Magic Circle. How They Came to Be. Adult Nonfiction. Author Betty M. Beaver. Read by Shelley Hinsdale and Lynn McCollum. A detailed extension of the author's fascination with the area around Idaho's Magic Dam and Magic Reservoir, this book was written after extensive research going back to the area's first native inhabitants some 10,000 years ago, presenting a history that's anything but dull. VDB 1168, 12 hours and 14 minutes. History of Aramo, including Arkansas, Hawkins Basin, Marsh Center, and Robin. Adult Nonfiction. Author Mike Boyce. Read by Deborah Lynch. This History of Aramo, Idaho, starts with a short biography of Chief Aramo, the town namesake and respected Shoshone leader, and ends with short biographies of the families that occupied the area in the 1990s. Researched by the Idaho Centennial Committee, this book also details the settlement and growth of Arkansas, Hawkins Basin, Marsh Center, and Robin. VDB 1174, 15 hours and 15 minutes. Ender's Hotel, a memoir. Adult Nonfiction. Author Brandon R. Schrand. Read by Sue Vapp. This memoir tells the story of Brandon R. Schrand, growing up in Soda Springs, Idaho. The Ender's Hotel is owned by his family and is their home. The story takes us on a journey of Schrand's life and many of the lives of the people who pass through the hotel, and is about a search for personal identity in a confusing and harsh world. VDB 1180, 9 hours and 42 minutes. Ribbons of Silver, Adult Fiction. Author Catherine Myers. Read by Lisa Gertz. In the late 1800s, young Kenna Moren leaves poverty and Scotland to begin a proxy marriage with an American. Soon after meeting her new husband in San Francisco, the couple set off for their new home in the rugged mining boomtown of Silver City in the newly formed Idaho Territory. The long trip reveals some surprising discoveries about her attractive new husband. VDB 1186, 10 hours and 12 minutes. Alaska Justice, Adult Fiction. Author M.D. Kincaid. Read by Jeffrey Sollers. The fictional adventures of Trooper Blake, also a bush pilot, are based on real law enforcement cases in Alaska. There's lots of adventure and exciting case histories that will keep readers ready for the next chapter. VDB 1192, 9 hours and 40 minutes. Country Tales, Adult Nonfiction. Author, Gail Bowman. Read by Rosemary Ardinger. A much-anticipated move to the Idaho countryside sets the stage for Gail Bowman's hilarious recollections of life, love, raising children, raising livestock, and raising cane in the country. VDB 1215, 3 hours and 29 minutes. At Nature's Edge, Frank Lloyd Wright's Artist Studio, Adult Nonfiction. Author, Henry Whiting II. Read by Sue Vapp. Readers will be delighted with the story of the second of only two artist studios completed by Frank Lloyd Wright. The studio at Teeter's Knoll, located above the Snake River in a remote area of Idaho, was designed for Archie Boyd Teeter, a landscape painter, and his wife Patricia. VDB 1218, 6 hours and 44 minutes. Great Railroad Race, The Diary of Libby West, Utah Territory, 1868. Juvenile Fiction. Author, Christiana Gregory. Read by Nikki Peters. In 1868, 14-year-old Libby West's newspaper reporter father makes daring plans to print his own newspaper as he follows the builders of the first transcontinental railroad. He says he will stay in the tent cities that follow the newly laid tracks. Libby's mother is furious and determined that the entire family will go. Libby writes about her adventure in her new cloth-bound diary. VDB 1222, 3 hours and 26 minutes. Ethnic Landmarks, 10 Historic Places That Define the City of Trees, Adult Nonfiction. Author, Todd A. Shallett. Read by Duane Satterley. Hidden among bricks and brownstones are clues to the mysterious disappearance of people from distant places. Ethnic Landmarks tours buildings and cultural sites worthy of preservation. Each building is a reminder that Boise, an immigrant city, has long been a cultural crossroad and surprisingly diverse. VDB 1225, 1 hour and 46 minutes. The Doctor is Out, The Insidious Encroachment of Bureaucracy into the Practice of Medicine and the Resulting Dangers to Your Health, Adult Nonfiction. Author, David A. Weeks. Read by Chris Query. Boise Dr. Weeks not only explains the current healthcare crisis, but gives solid and easy-to-follow advice about how all of us can navigate through it. A book for those desiring to take charge of their healthcare. VDB 1226, 7 hours and 50 minutes. Farm City, The Education of an Urban Farmer, Adult Nonfiction. Author, Novella Carpenter. Read by Lana Thurston. Idaho author Carpenter has written a charming and hilarious memoir about her attempts to raise animals for food. She is living in inner city Oakland, California, and decides to become self-sufficient with what she can grow and raise in her backyard. VDB 1227, 10 hours and 37 minutes. Alvor, Juvenile Fiction. Author, Laura Bingham. Read by Marianne Stevens. Idaho author Bingham has created a world of magic and mystery. 15-year-old twins Erin and Bane have never seen the secluded cabin in the woods by their home. Upon entering, they discover Alvor, a magical world haunted by Pegasi, dragons, and fairies. VDB 1228, 9 hours and 16 minutes. Building Bogus Basin, Adult Nonfiction. Author, Eve Brassey Chandler. Read by Eve Chandler. This book covers the history of Bogus Basin Ski Resort in the mountains near Boise, Idaho, from its beginning to 2009. Full of amusing and poignant stories, this history both entertains and educates. VDB 1230, 6 hours and 35 minutes. Report from Grimes Creek After a Hard Winter. Adult Nonfiction. Author Nancy Stringfellow. Read by Rosemary Ardinger. Grimes Creek is a small rural area off Highway 21 between Boise and Idaho City, Idaho. The author, longtime Idaho resident and mother of folk singer Rosalie Sorrells, captures the essence of living in this tough but beautiful environment. VDB 1232, 51 minutes. Customer service representative retires. Laurel Day retired on May 27th after 25 years of working with the Idaho Talking Book Service, TBS. She began her career with TBS as a temporary records clerk who was quickly added to the customer service team. Her primary duties focused on working with users to help them find the reading materials they would enjoy. She also worked with collections, outreach, and as the administrator for TBS's automation system. Laurel saw many changes over the years, including the transition from paper to automated records and the introduction of cassette players and books. Most recently, she participated in the transition from cassette players to digital players. Her interest in reading and fondness for those she served helped her always provide excellent customer service. Laurel and her husband Rick look forward to spending more time together, including traveling. TBS staff is still adjusting to the reality of Laurel not being available to help whenever needed. Laurel says she will miss all of the great conversations with the patrons and their recommendations of good books. She plans on spending more time reading. Good luck, Laurel. We'll miss you. Some people really love to read. A Talking Book Service library in Massachusetts contacted a patron who appeared inactive but was still active in their system. After some discussion, the TBS user said, "I have had a stroke, and I might have slowed down a little, but I will tell you, if I had a wife, I would leave her before I gave up those talking books." Volunteer Appreciation Week, April 11th to 15th, 2011. Idaho is in the top 10 for volunteers per capita in the United States. That's not a big surprise to the Idaho Commission for Libraries, ICFL. Where, in 2010, 95 volunteers donated 9,418 hours of their time to help with projects and programs. To celebrate National Volunteer Week, April the 11th through the 15th, and honor our ICFL volunteers, we began the week with a tour of the old Idaho Penitentiary in Boise. 20 volunteers and 3 staff members attended, and everyone seemed to enjoy experiencing the cold, creepy, dark, dank cells, and no one was left locked up in solitary. On Tuesday, April 12th, the Commission hosted a luncheon event with the theme Everyday Heroes and invited our volunteers to enjoy hero sandwiches and a presentation showcasing the work they've done through the past year. When welcoming the volunteers to the event, State Librarian Anne Jocelyn told them, "You are our everyday heroes. Our staff has posted comments on the wall acknowledging the great work that our volunteers do here." According to Commission staff, volunteers come to the rescue by leaping tall mailings in a single bound, working at the speed of light, being force multipliers so we can complete our mission, brightening the days with endless acts of kindness. Volunteers take on work that supports Commission projects like literacy programs, networking and resource sharing, and the Talking Book Service, spending hours preparing jumpstart kits, mailing Libraries Linking Idaho, Lilly, materials, repairing TBS machines, inspecting TBS tapes, recording Idaho books, and other tasks. Some statistics for 2010 include new digital machines checked out to TBS patrons, 2004. Books on tape mailed and then received, inspected, and reshelved, 164,617. 122,459 cassettes and 42,158 digital. Digital books recorded, 54 titles, 417 hours of recording time. Digital book cartridges duplicated, 283. Books converted from cassette to digital, 89. Book plate stickers applied to books for early literacy, thousands and thousands. Other milestones for our 2010 volunteers. 5-year service certificates. Nicole Albertson, Dale Drew, Pam Fraser, Sue Vapp. 10-year service certificate, Liz Carpenter. 15-year service certificate, June Ryther. 1,000-hour awards, Sandy Batt, Norma Erickson, Jackie Kalinowskis, Patricia Kelly. 2,000-hour award, Shirley Moss. 3,000-hour award, Sue Vapp. 4,000-hour award, Fred Riddle. This year, the Telecom Pioneers of America celebrate 100 years of service to their communities. The Idaho TBS Telecom Pioneers have helped maintain and repair players for many years. In 2010, ICFL's Telecom Pioneers contributed 1,400 volunteer hours and repaired 823 machines. TBS 10 Squared Club. The newest centenarian to join the Talking Book Service 10 Squared Club and to be given priority in receiving digital players is Dorothy Custer from Twin Falls, born May 30th, 1911. In 2011, all recently locally recorded books will be available on cartridge only, as we will continue to convert our wonderful collection over to digital. Locally recorded books allow native Idahoans an opportunity to travel down memory lane and allows patrons new to Idaho to learn about Idaho. But don't worry, we have a large supply of digital players. If you don't have one yet, call 800-458-3271 to request one today. This newsletter is funded by the Institute of Museum and Library Services. End of Idaho Commission for Libraries Connections. Talking Book Service News. Innovative Services and Community. Volume 2, Number 2, Spring 2011.